Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at epilepsy in children. November is observed as Epilepsy Awareness Month. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder involving recurrent episodes of sensory disturbance, loss of consciousness, or convulsions associated with abnormal electrical activity in the brain. Pediatric neurologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Roxanne Melbourne Chambers, says the disorder can be inherited or developed after brain injury.
Epilepsy is a condition in which the person suffers seizures repeatedly without provocation. It may occur in a person with a normal brain or in a brain that has been in a child, may have not developed normally, or a brain that may have suffered some injury.
For children, there are different types of brain injuries that can lead to the development of epilepsy in the future. Dr. Chambers says it is therefore hard to indicate whether epilepsy can be prevented, as many other illnesses can lead to its development.
Say a baby is born after a very difficult delivery and suffers insufficient oxygen or blood supply to the brain, where that can cause some permanent brain injury, which may cause seizures down the road. Or if a child were to suffer a severe infection of the coverings of the brain, like meningitis, that may lead to permanent brain injury, and that could cause seizures down the road. As well as, say, a child who has suffered a stroke, say a child, say, with sickle cell disease, that also could cause brain injury.
Similarly to how adults who suffer from epilepsy can be affected in their daily routine, children are also impacted. Not only can the seizures affect children, but the medication can also create mild learning problems. Behavioral and psychiatric problems such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, depression, and anxiety are also common in children with epilepsy.
Similarly, because it impacts their daily function sometimes and therefore impacts their quality of life. In children, particularly because they're at a phase of development where they're learning avidly, and then sometimes frequent seizures can disrupt learning, disrupt school attendance, can have an impact on behavior and so on. And so one of the main problems that we see going hand in hand with epilepsy sometimes are problems with learning or cognition.
Dr. Chambers says medication is the main way to control seizures. About 70% of children who have epilepsy will have no seizures once on medication.
But there are other things that can trigger seizures, which, you know, we'd advise parents and children. Certainly insufficient sleep is a trigger, so you want to make sure that the child is adequately rested. And of course, it would go without saying that not taking your medication can be a trigger. So if your medication is working, they should always try to take their medications regularly and on time.
Some foods affect the absorption of medication, such as grapefruit. It is advised not to give the child any such products while being treated. In the case of young children, seizures may be triggered by other illnesses, especially infections with fever. If a child is having a seizure, Dr. Chambers says persons trying to help should not panic. Epileptics should be put to lie on their side, their heads cushioned, and clothes loosened.
There are two or three main restrictions for children who have seizures, and that has to do with activities around water, because should they have a seizure in a body of water, they could drown. So this could be the bathtub, you know, not allowing the water to collect in the bathtub where they bathe, preferably bathe under a shower. No swimming unattended, and no climbing to height. Because if they were to have a seizure whilst in a tree and were to fall, then they could suffer severe injury. And also when bike riding or bicycle riding, as everybody else should do, they should wear a helmet.
In Jamaica, approximately 0.5% of children are affected by epilepsy, or 5 out of every 1,000 children. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week when we will speak to the family of a child who lives with epilepsy. Until then, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.